Tell me again, God, about your love, just one more time. I know that you know that I will ask you again, but right here, right now, just remind me of the miracle of Jesus, the power of your Holy Spirit. Tell me of your faithfulness to me and to the world you love. Open my ears to hear your voice, not the voices that make me afraid of your world. Here I am with you before I'm afraid of the world. I come to you in my grief and my joy, both which you hold tenderly, confidently. Tell me again so I know. And then prepare me so I can tell others. It is such an amazing gift you've given to me, to be able to tell others about you. So prepare my heart and let it teach my whole being what it means to love you and follow you and point to you, trusting in your sturdy love that claims me again and again, even as I ask you to show me and to tell me again and again. Don't give up on me. Don't ever tire of telling me and showing me. And remind my dear family, be they by birth or by choice, they are from you, and you form us as your family, as your own. So remind me and them just how much you love us, and teach us to show each other your love. Be with my colleagues across Southern Minnesota, across the ELCA, across denominational boundaries. Stir up your Holy Spirit in me and in them to tell your truth, even if our voices shake, especially then. I know I am never outside of your love or concern. I know I'm never outside of your mercy or grace. I am too grateful for any more words, but amen. Hey, you, child of God, yes, you. Your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Don't be afraid. God is with you.